Hi, I'm Dr. Andrew Pilek with Access Healthcare Multispecialty Group. Do you feel like you're paying too much for insurance that's not working for you? Access Healthcare Multispecialty Group has a plan to help. Direct primary care. We'll help address your needs in a more personalized, efficient way. Access Direct Primary Care provides you access to healthcare as you need by text, phone, video conferencing, and in person. Learn more about how you can make your healthcare work for you and your family. Visit us at Access Healthcare Multispecialty Group, 2103 Graves Mill Road in Forest, across from Ferguson Enterprises.
Friday on the Fast Lane, ESPN college football reporter Paul Carcaterra explained the crossroads right now for Virginia Tech football and told us why culture is big throughout the rest of the ACC. Hear his insight at the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast. Share your thoughts at Fast Lane, Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at gmail.com. Join us Monday on the Fast Lane. We'll recap the Hoos, Hokies, Liberty, Flames, Washington football team, NASCAR, and high school football. On the Fast Lane 5 to 6, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app, 93.3 FM. Enable your smart speaker stream, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg. Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time. And getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center.
Winning teams have experienced coaching staffs who help craft winning game plans. Put winning experience to work for your home team. Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, has 25 years experience helping craft the perfect plan in case something unfortunate happens. When you call Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, and work with him on your personal or family will, you'll have a sound game plan to navigate any surprises in the game of life. Start designing your family game plan today. Visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
Got a crack problem? You know the symptoms. Poor reaction time. Can't see straight. Endless financial mess. Apple Auto Glass knows cracks in your windshield lead to serious problems for you and everyone on the roads. So bring your car to Apple Auto Glass as soon as you see the crack. Apple Auto Glass is still locally owned on Allegheny Avenue in Lynchburg, so you'll speak with Harold, not Mystery Man from an 800 number. They'll handle insurance claims too. Apple Auto Glass, your local shop ensuring fast solutions to your windshield crack problems. Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
East Coast Wings and Grill is more than just wings. Check out their large variety menus such as mouth-watering Angus beef burgers, flatbreads, skillets, salads, and so much more. There is something on the menu for everyone. Browse the full menu, then place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Welcome back inside our WIQO studios. It is time for post-game of Jefferson Forest football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Our final score, 48-7. JF getting the only points in that second half, a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Hello, everyone. Trey Lyle here with you, navigating you through this post-game show, and then we'll return to regularly scheduled WIQO programming. As always, if you missed any part of the game, you can head to the Morning Jam on VTRN SoundCloud page. Let's recap the game for you, starting in the first half, because there was not a lot in the second half, so we'll just recap the entire game for you in case you missed anything here tonight. Glass won the toss and deferred to the second half, where JF started with a three and out, and then once Glass got the ball, they were able to punch it in and in with a one-yard touchdown run by the quarterback, George White. EC Glass 6-0 after a no-good extra point. Best part of JF's I guess execution with special teams tonight. Big kickoff return by Daniel Price. Unfortunately, ends with a Josiah Bell interception by Markevious Graves Franklin. That guy had a big night for EC Glass. That ends that on the return, they had a 15-yard penalty. I think they ended up at the one, but really, you know, they got pushed back after the interception. So JF takes the ball over and is able to move the ball down the field once again. It ends with a 2-yard touchdown run by Maquan Farmer. The big fella gets in 13-0 with 5:05 left in the first quarter. Then the next possession, another turnover for JF as we had a fumble by them. EC Glass recovers, takes over at their own 30, at the JF 38, excuse me. Glass then gets the ball down the field. It ends with a Larkarius Gilbert 3-yard touchdown run, 20-0 with 1:13 left in the first quarter. Best drive for JF happened early in that second quarter, and it ended with the ball at the Glass 7, but unfortunately on fourth down, bad snap, and it's a huge return by Glass after the recovery, getting to the JF 32, and then quick strike offense. Again, the name I'm going to say again, Markevious Graves Franklin, 28-yard touchdown run. And then JF is gets another big return but to the Glass 48, but ends with a 3-and-out. Then a big play, Markevious Graves Franklin catches a 61-yard touchdown from George White to make it 34-0. Glass adds on two more touchdowns in that first half to make it 48-0 at halftime, and we had a rolling clock into the second half where we basically had an exchange of fourth down turnovers on downs around midfield. Not a lot of offense until that fourth quarter where Josiah Bell was able to connect with Colton Childress for a 44-yard touchdown for Jefferson Forest Cavaliers. They strike. That was a pretty good strike right there to, you know, build some momentum. They executed late. Special teams was good in this game, but definitely something they want to build upon. You know, maybe, you know, watch the tape once and then burn it, so to say, as this was not pretty tonight. But, you know, the youth came out in full force tonight. A lot of mistakes, a lot of turnovers, you know, bad penalties in certain spots, but that led to our final score, 48-7. When we come back on our post-game show, we'll do our Wicked Diesel out of town scoreboard, and then later on we'll give our Forest Youth Athletic Association players of the game for the offense and the defense. You're listening to Jefferson Forest Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic on 100.9 WIQO.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Attention diesel fleet technicians and mechanics. This message is for you. Due to unprecedented growth, Wicked Diesel is hiring. They're looking for experienced diesel techs wanting to advance with the area's fastest growing diesel truck repair facility. If you want top pay, you want to work at Wicked Diesel. Send your info to Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. That's Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. Located in Bedford, halfway between Lynchburg and Roanoke. Go Wicked. The area's expert diesel truck repair center.
Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic continues this Friday, October 22nd for a date with the Heritage Pioneers. The East Coast Wings and Grill tailgate show begins at 6:30 on WIQOradio.com, 100.9 FM, the Virginia's talk station app, and enable your smart speaker, stream WIQO Radio. JF Football is also proudly presented thanks to the Backyard Restaurant Collection in Forest, Access Healthcare Multispecialty Group, Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, Craig B. Taylor, attorney at law, and Impact Church.
In each game, surprises arise and teams must adjust their plan. The same is true in life, which is why it's wise to have a family law expert like Craig P. Tiller, attorney at law, on your side. For over 25 years, Craig has been using his expertise on family law and wills to help navigate even the most turbulent of times. Craig Tiller's team also helps with unexpected surprises like traffic cases and personal injuries. You can be rest assured when unexpected surprises hit your life, you can visit CraigTillerLaw.com or Craig's office at the corner of Route 811 and 221 in Forest.
Hey, Coach Rick Kennedy here. I just want to go ahead and take time to tell you about the fastest growing church in Forest, Virginia, Impact Church. And we have the pastor, Brad Bell, here to share with us now a little bit about it.
Hi, this is Pastor Brad from Impact Church in Forest. and I want to give you a special invitation to join us for worship every Sunday at 10 a.m. We stand on and preach the truth of God's Word to make disciples who shine the light of Christ in our homes, schools, and community. We have an exciting kids ministry for ages 2 years old through fifth grade and an active youth ministry for middle and high schoolers. You can check us out on Facebook and YouTube at Impact Church Forest. God is doing an amazing work through Impact Church in people's hearts and lives and in our community, and we would love for you and your family to be a part of it. We look forward to seeing you this Sunday.
Do you feel like you're paying more for insurance than you really need? And then when you actually need the insurance, it's not working for you? Access Healthcare Multi-Specialty Group has a plan to help direct primary care. They'll help address your needs in a more personalized, efficient way. Access Healthcare's direct primary care provides you access to healthcare as you need by text, phone, video conferencing, and in-person visits. Make your healthcare work for your life. Call Access Healthcare and visit them at 2103 Graves Mill Road in Forest, across from Ferguson Enterprises, to start benefiting from Access Healthcare's direct primary care.
Young adults face unique stresses and challenges more than ever. That's why the Forest Youth Athletic Association's mission is providing a safe arena where growing children can learn the rules and values that come from athletic competition. FYAA sports like wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, football, flag football, basketball, and cheer foster a culture of fair play and sportsmanship while developing skills and character that last beyond playing the game. Visit forestyouth.org to register for a sport or to share your time and resources.
Friday on the Fast Lane, ESPN college football reporter Paul Carcaterra explained the crossroads right now for Virginia Tech football and told us why culture is big throughout the rest of the ACC. Here is insight at the Fast Lane with Ed Lane podcast. Share your thoughts at Fast Lane Ed Lane, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at gmail.com. Join us Monday on the Fast Lane. We'll recap the Hoos, Hokies, Liberty, Flames, Washington football team, NASCAR, and high school football. On the Fast Lane 5 to 6, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg app, 93.3 FM. Enable your smart speaker stream, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Welcome back inside our WIQO studios. This is Jefferson Forest football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Our final 48-7, EC Glass is able to get it done over Jefferson Forest in a blowout tonight. Let's go to our Wicked Diesel scoreboard show, or excuse me, our scoreboard update. And that is presented by, as I mentioned, Wicked Diesel. A final Amherst over Rustburg, 36-13. That's a final here tonight. Other scores across the area. LCA is able to get it done over Heritage. Obviously, if you want to look back, LCA was supposed to be the opponent for JF last week. But unfortunately, due to COVID, that game did not happen. Heritage is now the opponent for GF. JF will travel to City Stadium next week right here on WIQO. Coverage starts at 6:30. LCA gets it done 49-10. Other scores across the area. Third quarter, Lord Botetourt over William Fleming, 34-7. Patrick Henry over Cave Spring, 35-0. Pulaski County over Blacksburg, 49-7 in the fourth quarter. The Patrick Henry game also in the fourth quarter, folks. As mentioned, LCA getting it done, 49-10 over LCA. Rockbridge County over Waynesboro, 24-10. Magna Vista over Martinsville, 42-14 in the third quarter. Christiansburg all over Hidden Valley, 54-20 in the fourth quarter. Appomattox, 71-0 over Nelson County. That is a final for you. William Campbell up on Chatham, 30-24 in the fourth quarter. That's a close game for you. Another close game. Dan River over Gretna within the fourth quarter as well. Glenver over Allegheny, 63-8. Galax over George Wythe, 35-0. That's a final for you. Another final for you. Giles gets it done over Grayson County, 21-20. Eastern Montgomery over Bath County, 28-6. Other scores for you across the area. We got one game in the ACC right now. It is currently 14-7. Clemson up over Syracuse in a game in the Carrier Dome here tonight. So as mentioned, our final score, 48-7. EC Class is able to get it done. When we come back, we'll give out our Forest Youth Athletic Association Players of the Game. You're listening to Jefferson Forest Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
Looking for some great food and good times? InsaneRadioDeals.com has the deal for you. $50 Trio Brick Oven Eatery gift cards for only $37.50. That's right, $50 gift card to Trio Brick Oven Eatery for only $37.50. With their menu of made-from-scratch pizza with fresh ingredients, signature wings, and much more. A $50 gift card to Trio Brick Oven Eatery in Forest for only $37.50. This deal and many more at InsaneRadioDeals.com. Young adults face unique stresses and challenges more than ever. That's why the Forest Youth Athletic Association's mission is providing a safe arena where growing children can learn the rules and values that come from athletic competition. FYAA sports like wiffle ball, t-ball, baseball, softball, lacrosse, soccer, football, flag football, basketball, and cheer foster a culture of fair play and sportsmanship while developing skills and character that last beyond playing the game. Visit ForestYouth.org to register for a sport or to share your time and resources.
Leaks on the offensive line, in the defensive secondary, or with special teams coverage create problems in football. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating knows leaks at your home or business create problems too, like building and belonging damage and lost productivity. That's why you should call Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313 when a leak is threatening your home or business. Clyde Smith Plumbing and Heating at 525-3313, proudly supporting JF athletes, coaches, and all activity participants.
Spice up your meals with East Coast Wings and Grill's new Voodoo Ranger entrees. Enjoy this fun Voodoo spicy barbecue sauce on many new items like a chicken wrap, burgers, wings, and sandwiches. The Voodoo spicy barbecue sauce is bursting with tropical aromas and juicy fruit notes. Browse the full menu, then dine in or place your takeout order on the easy-to-navigate East Coast Wings and Grill app. East Coast Wings and Grill, 19399 Forest Road in Lynchburg.
At Earthright Mid-Atlantic, we believe in comprehensive energy efficiency. This means learning and assessing your needs just like we did with the Rainbow Forest Rec Center. Learn more about the right energy efficiency plan for you, including solar options. Drop by the Earthright Mid-Atlantic showroom on Lakeside Drive in Lynchburg and visit erepower.com to learn more about our guaranteed reduction in energy costs.
When looking around the neighborhoods at homes for sale, one name always pops up, Nadine Blakely. Looking to buy or sell? Call Nadine. Nadine Blakely, realtor with RE/MAX, was the top 100 producer in the USA among all RE/MAX agents, coming in at number 87. And Nadine was the top residential producer in the entire Lynchburg area. Nadine also has a proven track record of serving our community, giving back to our schools and charities. Whether you're buying or selling, call Nadine Blakely at 434-444-2226 and visit NadineBlakelyHomes.com.
Tailgating is about making sure everyone has a good time, and getting the right food is the most important call. Plan your perfect tailgate at the Backyard in Forest with 13 different options featuring restaurants that specialize in appetizers, main courses, and snacks. Get something everyone will enjoy. And when you want to celebrate other occasions, just visit the Backyard and ask about scheduling your next private gathering. The Backyard on 221 in Forest near the Kroger Shopping Center.
Attention diesel fleet technicians and mechanics. This message is for you. Due to unprecedented growth, Wicked Diesel is hiring. They're looking for experienced diesel techs wanting to advance with the area's fastest growing diesel truck repair facility. If you want top pay, you want to work at Wicked Diesel. Send your info to Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. That's Josh at WickedDieselVA.com. Located in Bedford, halfway between Lynchburg and Roanoke. Go Wicked. The area's expert diesel truck repair center.
This is Jefferson Forest Cavaliers football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic.
One final time inside our WIQO studios. This is Jefferson Forest football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Hello, everyone. Trey Lyle here with you. Time to ramp up our program here tonight. Thank you so much for listening in to Jefferson Forest football like you've done every week. If you haven't, this is your first week listening in, thank you as well. As always, time to give out our Forest Youth Athletic Association's players of the game. And offense, this guy is, you know, been the bright spot for the Cavalier offense this season. Alex Marsteller, the running back, I expect, you know, he's developing his role, and I think, you know, expect the running game, even though this is a, you know, kind of air raid passing-based offense. Alex Marsteller has proven to be a phenomenal weapon for the Cavaliers. And Ben Calkins, great night for him as well on the defensive side. He's our Forest Youth Athletic Association defensive player of the game for the Cavaliers. Next time we'll talk to you here on WIQO. We'll be at City Stadium as Ed Lane and the coach Rick Kennedy will be on the call. I'll be here in WIQO studios for your pregame, halftime, and postgame coverage as the Jefferson Forest Cavaliers will take on Heritage Pioneers in a in another seminal district game, another big game for JF next week as they will take on Heritage at City Stadium. As for more football, we have you fully covered on our sister station, CBS Sports Radio Lynchburg, starting at 3:30 tomorrow with an ACC matchup as the North Carolina Tar Heels take on the University of Miami Hurricanes in a game that a lot of people circled as a lot better or higher expectations of a game going to the season. Disappointing seasons for both teams, but they'll play on tomorrow. And then a triple header of pro football for you kicking off at 12:30. That's when coverage starts. We'll have the Washington football team taking on Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, followed by the Dallas Cowboys taking on the New England Patriots. And then Sunday night football, Geno Smith. Yes, you heard me right. That guy named Geno Smith leading the Seattle Seahawks with, you know, Russell Wilson out due to a hand injury. And he's taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. So triple header coverage of football on Sunday. One great ACC matchup on Saturday. And that will do it here. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to, if you missed any of the game, check out our SoundCloud page at the Morning Jam on VTRN. If you missed anything from the Fast Lane today, we gave our votes of confidence for all the games this weekend, including LU versus the University of Louisiana Monroe, as well as Duke versus Virginia, and then the big game in the Coastal Division. Maybe two best teams in the Coastal. Maybe the two favorites, I should say. Virginia Tech and Pitt, that game as well. Plus previews for all those games. I sat down with a couple of people and previewed all those games. Those are on our SoundCloud page, the podcast feed, and our YouTube channel. Thank you so much for listening to Jefferson Forest Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic on 100.9 WIQO. Now back to regularly scheduled programming.
You're listening to Jefferson Forest Cavalier Football on Virginia's talk station, WIQO Forest, 100.9 FM.
You've been listening to Jefferson Forest Cavaliers Football, presented by Earthright Mid-Atlantic. Now, back to regular programming on Talk Radio 100.9 FM, WIQORadio.com, the Virginia's Talk Station app, and asking Alexa or Google Home, stream WIQO Radio.
The former governor is...